98.5 KRZ. Yo, it's Lissa. So nice to be back with you. It was wonderful to be with my family, though, for my week off. It was very special for many, many reasons. And the whole crew was together. Both my parents, both my brothers, their wives, my niece and nephew, the whole crew. We went to my brother's house on Long Island to celebrate Mom and Dad's 50th wedding anniversary. But before we left on Saturday. I had a gig on Friday. So the whole crew and a bunch of my friends came to my gig on Friday because, of course, a bunch of my friends here, they know my folks too. So it was nice to have a big old crew there. So, and it was the first time my niece and nephew really got to see me play live, like ever. They've watched YouTube clips and, you know, Insta clips and whatnot. So it was neat to have them there. They're like, whoa, Aunt Lissa, that was so cool. And my folks used to come to every single gig when I lived in Michigan. But when I moved away 16 years ago, of course, they're not going to commute to every gig out here in Northeast PA. So they got to see me for the first time in 16 years. So that was neat. But my favorite part of the night was from my daddy to my mommy. My dad called me about a month ago. And he said, hey, do you still know how to play that wedding song, that song that I danced with your mom to at our first dance at our wedding reception, that Kris Kristofferson song? I said, yeah, of course. And he goes, I'd like to try to sing it to your mom at your gig. And I was like, oh, daddy, that is the sweetest thing I ever heard in my life. And then, of course, he goes all Michigan, all Midwestern. He's like, no, no, it's a stupid idea. I'm going to chicken out. That's dumb. I'm like, it's not dumb. She's going to die. She's going to love it. You're doing it. So then he says this even sweeter thing. He goes, well, I've been practicing in my truck when I drive to the store. So I'm just picturing my dad, like, driving to the store, singing Kris Kristofferson, Help Me Make It Through the Night. And he did at the gig, and my mom burst into tears. And thankfully, my buddy Jenny was right next to her and got a picture of her face the minute that she knew what was going on, because it took a minute to hit her. She said to me when I asked my dad to come up and sit next to me at the piano, she goes, I thought you guys were going to do some comedy bit, like shtick, because we both have the same sense of humor. And she's like, and then he launches into a Kris Kristofferson song. She's like, oh, that's our song. So she's just, you know, a puddle, just splash mountain of tears. So guys, listen to me. I know not everybody has a daughter that is a musician, but if you can sing to your woman on your anniversary, hooey, don't need to purchase any gift. She will just melt like butter, like butter. So I just thought that was really sweet. And it's hard for my dad to keep a secret. So I'm pretty impressed that he kept that secret. Go daddy. And definitely, like I said, steal the idea. You could even steal the song. And he nailed it, if I do say so. I know I'm biased because he's my daddy, but he did a really good job.
98.5 KRZ.